Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are on episode 39 of season 2. Last time was all about athletes. We touched on exercises, understanding in-season, off-season, what exercises, bar, all that. Now, for people, just everyday people as well, we're all athletes, what would be the number one thing that is in our way going into the summer? A lot of the time, we change. So sometimes as programs change, we need to change. So if you've been giving 6 times a week all winter, now you're not able to due to other activities, what are you going to do? Are you going to switch your splits? So are you going to do more full body? Are you going to do more corrective exercise outside of it? Are you going to do maybe workouts at home? All of these things come into play. So as the time changes, the environment changes, you need to and understand how you are going to change to make the most of these things. One of the biggest things that I have seen in fitness, especially going into summer, is a lot of the time people quit, they do way less, and then they don't understand when the fall hits why this happened. So being able to be proactive and look at this and understand why this happens to your programming and why things happen over time is one of the biggest things. If you're seeing results and then you quit and then you wonder why you're not lifting the same, exactly the same as athletes, if you're push, then season hits, then when season hits you don't see as much, and then for 3-4 months you don't do as much, then you wonder why your numbers are. That is just simple. Same as everyday people, if we don't go to the gym, we don't do exercise, we're not doing it, when we take this break, we're not going to come back as strong. You have to understand and wrap your mind around it, because it's one of the biggest things that people do not really wrap their mind around and understand. It's one of the things that I would say that I've seen the most in my fitness career of teaching. And people get into a routine. They can go from October or September all the way till May, June, amazing, and then July, August. And then what ends up happening is people, I'm going to just take 2 months off, and it drifts. And then they're scared to come back because they're not willing to accept that they didn't do as much in those times, and then they want to know why their numbers aren't there and all of these things. It's a negative effect. It's sad to see. It's one of the things that really makes you upset and sad, as over time you start realizing that you have control over this. You can adjust if you can't give it as much time. One of the number one things I would say is people who are doing 6 times a week, upper lower splits, push pull legs, maybe switch. If you can only give 3 to a full body, do it 3 times and go hard and make the most of it. It will take the stress away. You won't see maybe as much results as you would on a 6-day program, but you won't see as big of a fall as maybe just doing random days. When you're doing random days, spaghetti theory, you throw it on the wall, hopefully something sticks. You got to make sure that you are following something that really helps and makes the most out of it. I have seen in my own time training, the best I ever get is 5 to 6 times a week. But when I drop and I'm not able to give as much, I have to understand that I need to change my programming. I then switch to full body. It's one of the best ways. It's one of my suggestions to most people going into summer for your programming on things. If you can't give as much time, consider switching to it. It can make a huge difference in your life. One of the other things that I have really seen in fitness as people want to do as much as they can and go hard, and if they don't see results, then they're hard on themselves. So they have to sit back and realize periodization, all of these things. Over time, if you have an injury, you have to come back from it. It's going to take longer. You also have to understand that if you have shoulders that are rounded, we have to do a lot of pull motion to correct those. It will help with your push. Opposite muscles, you need to make sure that you are working on these, making sure that if you're doing way more at your job in a certain area on your feet more, you're going to have to roll, take corrective exercises on your lower body, which then affects your lower back, hamstrings, all of these things. So it's one of the things that I would definitely suggest is it's all connected, and you have to understand that over time, life constantly changes, and so do you. I think that one of the biggest things that most people don't realize is you control that, and you can take advantage of everything that's in your life and make the most out of it. One of my favorite things that I have done in my past is, what can I give, what time during the week, make sure that I give my time for myself and take it out, because then I come back stronger even in my work stuff. So maybe it's something for you to consider as well. Or taking something home, use it at home, use your fitness stuff at home. You don't need to constantly be worried about I have to go into a gym. If you can't, if you're out of town, making sure that you buy maybe some things so that you can do them at home and make the most out of your workouts. things change. I get on my bike way more in the summer. It's another thing that people could, you could always put in a little bit more cardio, make the most out of your programming and switch things, take advantage of things, take a TRX, throw it over an upright if you need to, in a soccer field. You hit it outside, enjoy the sun as well, change your workouts as well. It doesn't need to be always just going in. Programming is the key to everything. So ask yourself this. This is today's question. What can I do to make the most out of my programming going into the summer? What can I give? Ask myself that. What am I willing to give to fitness every week going into the summer? It's one of those things that, how am I going to make the most out of my programming and the future? It is the only way. And what can I give, and what kind of split do I need for body parts so that I can still get the most out of my workouts? Even if they're shorter exercise sessions, what can I give and every week and not make excuses so that I get results? That is your question. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.